This is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Ford Vice President Stephen Biegun as special representative to North Korea. The executive and former national security staffer is joining the administration at a time of intense focus on U.S. efforts to force North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Mr. Pompeo spoke about his appointment.
Steve is taking the reins of a great team effort. The State Department has already done excellent work in implementing and sustaining the pressure campaign, putting together the first ever leader-level summit in Singapore, and laying the groundwork to hold North Korea accountable to the promises that Chairman Kim has made.
At Ford, Biegun oversaw the carmaker's international government relations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he warned his Russian counterpart not to interfere in the U.S. midterm elections in November.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018, and that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
The U.S. has already imposed economic sanctions against Russia over its interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. An American mother brought back from detention camp in Syria is being charged with willingly aiding the Islamic State. Samantha Elassani and her four children were back in the U.S. Elassani is accused of providing material support and of helping two other individuals join IS. This was supposed to be the poll that set Zimbabwe free from the long-time, increasingly oppressive rule of Robert Mugabe, but the July 30th election has only produced protests in which security forces fatally shot at least six people. Legal challenge is up in the courts. This is VOA News. President Trump has